study, masks make no significant difference, is the so-called COVID-19, a bio-info weapon developed by the new Abwehr on the basis of their World War II and post-World War II Nazi human research. Friday, November 20, 2020 at 7:58 a.m. The News and Times, blogs by Michael Novehoff, audio posts in English. Is the so-called COVID-19 a bio-info weapon developed by the new Abwehr on the basis of their World War II and post-World War II Nazi human research, including the hantavirus, to commemorate, with the world conveniently muzzled up in masks and forced silence, the 75th anniversary of the World War II end, and now, the victor's revenge, the Nuremberg trials? In my opinion, hypotheses, tweets by @MikeNoff. COVID-19 as bioweapon, Google search on Facebook. A defense expert explores whether the COVID-19, Forbes.com. August 21, 2020, Dr. Mark Kortpeter, a physician and biodefense expert who formerly worked at the U.S. Army Hot Zone Research Lab, looks at what kind of. Is COVID-19 a biological weapon? FAQ-NJ COVID-19 Hub. Michael Novehoff, shared. News. Links SM. Trump, world leaders meet virtually for the G20 summit, selected articles, newsandtimes.org, 12:40 a.m., the 22nd of November 2020. Trump calls into virtual G20 summit, talks COVID-19 with world leaders, Fox News. Europe struggles to find its footing in U.S.-China clash, Courthouse News Service. Trump, world leaders meet virtually for the G20 summit. U.S. records over 12 million cases of coronavirus, NBC News. German Greens aim for power, Google search. Trump administration finalizes rule that could make thousands more organs available for transplant. How Latino voters became misinformation targets during election 2020. Michael Novehoff, shared news links, study, masks make no significant difference. Report, Biden's allegiance to Beijing. Toronto goes into lockdown as COVID-19 cases climb. How Georgia proves President Trump has no chance of winning, analysis by CNN. Restrictions on movement at Christmas if national quarantine official, the first news. Vatican looks into like on Pope's Instagram account of bikini wearing model. News and music, Robert De Niro says Rudy Giuliani is representing a mob family. How Georgia's pro-Trump election chief became the bane of the GOP. Anti-COVID-19 nasal spray is ready for use in humans. San Diego Mayor slams Newsom, we need leadership that demonstrates by example. Video news. Could biohacking help you live a longer?